This is a Tate Bruton statement with Christopher Bryant. Present is myself, Detective M.H. Smith, and Detective K.W. Bishop, and Sergeant Rob Cozart's office at PSC. Hour number 252-704. The time is 0018. The date is 11/20/2002. Christopher, if you would just kind of start with being at the park, then I want you to progress where it went over to 905, and then when you ended up back at the park. But I need you, I don't want anybody else. Would you tell me what anybody else did or anybody
I'll tell
else
you what
said?
I just did.
Just what you did.
I was at my house.
Okay.
I went down to the house with my friend, and then I was the lookout, and
Now, I need you to back up. Did you go to Bellevue Park?
Yes.
Okay. How'd you get there?
Jessica.
Well, did you ride in a car is what I'm saying?
No, I walked, and then we met her halfway.
Okay.
We met her halfway then. I was the lookout.
Well, how'd you get from the park over to 905?
Creekside Lane.
No, 905 Moravia Street where for the guy
ride. Oh, the car?
How'd you get from the park over to 905? From Bellevue Park, how'd you get from the park over to the man's house?
Oh, walk.
Okay. Did you walk through the front yards or through the backyard?
Well, I ain't go to the yard. I was at by the stop sign, but I came a little closer when they was beating them. And then
did you go past the stop sign at any time?
Yes.
How far up did you go?
Right. Behind the van.
Behind the van? Did you go into the carport?
Oh, no.
Okay, so did you stand in the man's driveway at 905?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what did you do while you were there?
I was just looking.
What were you looking for?
Looking at him being beat.
The victim being beaten?
Mm-hmm.
I need to speak up just a little bit, Chris.
No, I was looking at the victim being beat.
Did the victim holler out or anything like that?
Yeah.
What did he holler out?
Help, help, help.
Did you go help him?
No.
Did you offer him any kind of assistance?
Yes, a little bit.
What did you do?
Try to see was he still living after everybody ran off.
How did you do that?
Did like that, like moving on with my feet, see if he's still alive, but he was still alive. And we got back to the car.
What was he when you made a motion like you kind of kicked?
Like moved him to see was he like touching.
Moved him with your foot? Mm-hmm. Touched him with your foot?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you touch him at?
Like right up in here.
You were indicating his left hip?
Mm-hmm. See was he like still moving, like still living.
Where was he at when you were doing this? When you were checking him and moving him with your foot, where was he at?
Outside.
Outside, meaning what?
By his van.
He was out
by his porch step. By his, what you call this? By his porch thing.
He was in his car porch?
Mm-hmm.
Was he in between his car and the door of his house?
Yeah.
So you had to go up into the carport to be able to touch him with your foot?
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. After everything was over.
Okay.
Did you ever touch him with your hands?
No, sir.
But you saw that you said he was still alive?
Mm-hmm.
How did you find that he was alive by touching him with your foot?
Because he was still, like, kind of moving and stuff while he was taped up.
Was he making any sounds?
Like,
did he look like he was in pain?
Yes.
Did he look like he was hurt?
Yes.
Okay. What did you do next?
We got back to the car, went to Creekside Lane. Okay, they changed their clothes.
Did you change your clothes?
No, sir. After that, after stinking, Ray Sean changed their clothes.
When I talked about anybody else?
After that, we went to Creekside Lane, went over there, came back. Everybody was looking. The whole neighborhood was just looking at him.
So after you went to Creekside Lane, you went back to Moravia Street?
Yes.
What did you see out there?
Him in a body bag.
Okay. Were the police there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he was dead then?
Yes.
Okay. Let me back up. When you went up there in the carport and you seen that, you know, he was still alive, did you get him? Did you call the police?
No, I ain't had nowhere to call him at.
Okay. When you were at Creekside, were there any payphones there?
I ain't had no money then.
Well, I mean, you could have dialed 911 or something, right?
Yeah.
You didn't call the police, you didn't call ambulance, you didn't tell an adult. You got parents?
Yes. I told my mama.
You told your mama?
Mm-hmm.
When did you tell your mama?
When after it happened. I was like, somebody just got killed up there by Moravia.
Well, I'm saying immediately afterwards.
Immediately after it happened.
Before you went to Creekside?
Mm-hmm. She took everybody to the house.
Bubba, the bottom line is, did you try to get the man some help?
Not really, though, but...
Okay. Now, let's back up a minute. Before you went to the park, or either at the park, without naming anybody else, did you enter into any kind of an agreement with some other people to go and take some money from this man?
No, sir.
Okay. Then why did you go over to his house?
Because they wanted me to go with them. I didn't know they were going to really kill the man.
Well, what did they say they were going to do?
Nick him for some money.
Okay.
So they told you they were going to go steal some money.
I didn't know they were going to kill somebody.
I understand that. And I don't think they knew that. But did you understand that they were going to go over there and take some money?
Yes.
And you agreed to go with them?
I just followed because I was already walking in the group.
Okay. Well, but you knew that they were going to go over there and look this man for some money.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you verbally agreed or anything, you agreed in the sense that you went along with them voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're saying that you didn't enter into that carport until after all the beating and everything was done?
Mm-hmm. To check and see if he's still living.
And when you got in there, was he bleeding?
Yes.
Did you see blood on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see blood on his clothes?
Yep, it was on his chest. He had on the white shirt.
Okay.
On his chest.
Did it look like he was tied up or anything?
Yes, and some tape.
Okay. Did you untie him?
No. I didn't want to get my fingerprints on that stuff.
Okay. Was his mouth bound up? Was he gagged?
Yes.
Did you open his mouth up so he could breathe or anything? Can't hear you.
No.
Okay. Did you run and holler for anybody to call 911?
Not at that time.
Okay.
Did you ever holler for somebody to call 911?
No.
Okay. Did you bring any tape out there?
No.
Did you bring any weapons out there?
No.
This concludes the interview. The time is 0026.